the justice. You know, I mentioned a little bit ago, we're blessed. We talk about air conditioning. You know, it's nice to have a refrigerator when you get home that you can open the door and reach in there and get your favorite drink. Got you some leftovers in there if you don't want to cook. All those luxuries and blessings of life. But the Bible talks about over in the book of Daniel, said in the last days many shall run to and fro and knowledge will be increased. You heard how Brother Justice got saved. He got saved listening to a radio broadcast. Now, I want you to think about something for just a minute, folks. Radio broadcasts hadn't been around that long. In the book of Mark, chapter number 13 and verse number 10, it says, and the gospel must first be published among all nations. You see, you read in the book of Mark, chapter number 13, and it tells of the signs, basically the things that are going to happen just before the Lord returns. One of those signs is that gospel published among all nations. That wasn't made possible until just a few years ago. Some of our history teachers, they'll be able to tell you about the printing press and when it became available and when books were first printed and they were mass produced. You can study the history of the Bible as we know it and understand it and understand how long ago it was and not that long ago, according to history, when the Bible was actually chained to the pulpit of the Catholic Church and a person like you and I couldn't have it. Then you step forward in time and we have the radio broadcast which allows the gospel to go out to the world. But then just a little farther you have the internet. And it doesn't matter where you're at, you can pretty much pull up a message. You can hear a preacher preaching today, but you can also pull up something that Billy Graham may have preached years ago. You can go on there and pull up a message pretty much about anything that you've got on your heart or your mind. And I tell you what that is. That's just fulfilling the scripture that Jesus is coming soon. You see, someone mentioned to me this morning, and they said, you know, I used to think that in my life I wouldn't be around when the Lord comes because of my age. He said, but I've seen so much change just in the recent years of my life, I really begin to believe that I'll be here when Jesus comes. You see, we are blessed, but Jesus is coming. See, another sign of the times and the return of Christ, there's two things. The Bible talks about a great falling away, but it also talks about an outpouring of His Spirit. And I believe those two things happen in parallel at the same time. We say, well, how can that be? You see, here I am in America, and I'm trying to preach and serve God, and I want to. That's all I want to do in my life. But I come in here sometimes on Sunday morning, and I feel like, Brother Tom, I'm begging people to come to the altar. I'm begging people to get right with God. I'm begging people to turn their lives over to the Lord and be what God wants them to be. We come in to celebrate recovery, and we're begging people to get off drugs. I heard a preacher friend of mine, he said that he's built 9 different churches in America. He said, I found that I can get people to give money. And he said, I can start a building program and it'll take off. He said, but I found it so difficult to keep homes together. Amen. Working in Sunday schools over years, working in church, I can say that I understand that. You beg people, just about, to stand and do what God wants them to do. Paul said, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And that word beseech means to beg. If you go through Paul's writing, you find 23 times, and there's very seldom a Sunday that I come in here that I preach that I don't either read or quote from the writing of Paul. He said, I beseech you. 23 times he used that word. It means basically to beg. See, in America, when preachers get in the pulpit, it's almost like they have to beg people to get right with God. Why? Because the scripture says that the full soul loatheth a honeycomb. But if you go to India or you go to some of these countries, and I've heard the stories, and I've not been, I'd love to go, but I'd love to preach in a place where 1,000 people or 10,000 people or 2,000 people will sit there for 4 hours and they'll say, don't stop. Please don't leave. Please don't stop preaching. Please don't stop telling us about Jesus. See, that's the times, if you just look at his life, the way he was saved, the ministry that he had, the way that he ministered, understanding, you know, we are, whether we like it or not in America, the terrorists call us Zionists. They believe because of the churches, and there's one on every corner, you can look out the doors and see two right here, that we're all Christians. But that's not necessarily true. Because there is also a great falling away. But I want to tell you, there is an outpouring of His Spirit. Amen. And right now in China, there are underground churches where thousands of people are accepting Christ. In India today, 572 churches, over 2.5 million saved. Here's what we need to be doing, church. We need to be praying that God will send someone to take up the place of Brother Justice Banwell. Because right now, my understanding, as big as that ministry is, there's nobody that has that determination. And here's something that I want us to understand about what we do for God. It's not about our abilities. It's about our faithfulness. Amen. And if we'll be faithful and trust God, and I've heard Brother Justice say that when he was here, that's not my problem, that's God's problem. You know what he's saying? He's not just flippantly dumping it off on God. He's saying, if we do our part, He'll do His part. And we need to pray that God would send someone into that ministry that will take up the reins and continue, because the government in that country, here's what they want to do. They want to shut it down. And one thing that he said when he was here the last time is it's getting increasingly more difficult to minister because of the oppression from the government. When people are starving to death, in these countries, in this Hindu religion, and there's a cow walking around in the street. And that cow could feed families. You know why they don't eat it? Because they believe in reincarnation. And they say, that could be my uncle. That could be my aunt. That could be my dad. We think it's ridiculous, but look what we believe. We've rejected the Word of God, and we've allowed this country, as corrupt and liberal as it is, to turn us away from the Word of God. Even when a preacher stands up and preaches, instead, I believe the Bible, the way it's written, is becoming less and less popular because it's filling the Scripture. And we're getting close to the return of Christ. One more thing I want to share with you as I was sitting there and I began to think. It's a verse in the 116th Psalm. In verse number 15. You know, as we said and we looked at the pictures of Brother Justice, and we saw Brother Justice's wife there, and then we got to see Pastor Quinn Evans talk to us. And I know for some of you that's very, very sweet and very dear. Then we had a narrator at the end. It said that it was narrated by the late Mr. Already gone to be with the Lord. You see, and excuse me, the ties already got me. Already got me. Psalms 116, verse 15, it says this: precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. How many people do we know that have lived their life serving God? Lived their life trying to be and do what God wants them to be. They're already there. How many just since Hiram First Baptist Church has been started and constituted have we seen go out? You know, when I look at my life and I think about the amount of time that I've been serving the Lord, and at home on my wall I have a couple of papers that are important to me. One of them is the paper where I was licensed to preach in 1986. And on that paper, there are the names of the men that were involved I have another paper on my wall that in 1989 I was ordained into the ministry. There are signatures on the front, but every now and then I take that thing down off the wall and I pull it out of the glass and I turn it over because it has the names of every person that signed it. And I look at it, and of course it reminds me of the responsibility that I have, and it reminds me of those times and the way that they put their trust in me. But you know something else, as I look at it, I see this one, and this one, and this one, and this one, and this one. They've almost all gone to be with the Lord. And I want to tell you something. As fast as our days turn, Job said, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. You know what? It's going to be my turn. It's going to be your turn. You see, I do believe, as what I've seen just listening today, this man spent his life serving God. And today, he's with the Lord. Pastor Quinn, 38 years in the ministry serving God. And today, he's with the Lord. Those men who signed those ordination papers that are not here, today, they're with the Lord. And the one message I believe that he would share with you today, and Brother Quinn would share with you if he could, is this. It's like Paul. He said, I beseech you. It's almost like this. Would you please, please, don't live your life without God. Please, don't reject Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Please, don't live your life in vain. Please come if God's speaking to you. I'm going to ask you to rise to your feet. I feel like we'll have to do this morning. I think that's the right thing to do. If you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, would you please come? I ask you to go ahead and play when you're ready. Play the song. If you've got something in your life that's not right with the Lord, would you please come? If God's calling you to do something, I can assure you, the only way you'll ever be happy is to just trust Him and do it. Maybe somebody here needs to surrender. As we play this song for just a minute, if you'd like to pray. Hosanna, Hosanna.